Here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with Kim Stackhouse. And Kim, first of all, tell me what you do.
I'm the Director of Sustainability Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and I run the Beef Sustainability Checkoff Research Program.
Well, here at this conference, you did a presentation on some new research, Checkoff funded, that this beef sustainability assessment to help consumers better understand our industry, right?
That's right. So sustainability is really top of mind when it comes to our consumers, but also influencers and our customers as well. And in the past, beef has had a negative perception when sustainability enters the conversation. And so it was hugely courageous of the Beef Promotions Operating Committee to fund this checkoff work. It will be the largest and most comprehensive sustainability assessment that's ever been conducted along a food value chain. And it really positions us to start leading the conversation when it comes to beef sustainability and gives us a positive message now that's based in true science and shows that we have been a sustainable industry, we're sustainable today, and gives us also the roadmap to continue that progress going forward.
So a very educational intent in terms of finding this information to talk to consumers.
Yeah, that's right. So there's about a million data points that went into this project. It was a two-year process of collecting data, analyzing data, and then recently it was certified by the largest certification company in the world, the National Standards Foundation. And it's the same certification company that certifies all of the ISO standards. So an incredibly incredible third-party source, and it lends a tremendous amount of credibility to our research and our science and to the beef industry.
What are some of the ways the beef industry has been able to accomplish some of these improvements?
Right, so we've been able to improve the sustainability, overall sustainability of our industry by 5% in 6 years. And if you look at just environmental and social sustainability, we've been able to improve 7% in 6 years. And those are really tremendous improvements. And those are coming from innovations all along the value chain. So improvements in crop yields and animal performance, machinery technology, manure and fertilizer application to land. And then also on the post-harvest side, the advent of biogas capture in our packing facilities, right-sized packaging, wastewater recycling, et cetera. So it's really all across the chain. And I think when it comes to sustainability, one of the misnomers is that all of the impact is on farm. And that's absolutely not true. I mean, it's about every single sector, all the way to the consumer. And believe it or not, the consumer even has an impact.
What are some of the future opportunities that you see?
Well, the greatest future opportunity that we have, and even that the research points to, is actually a consumer impact, and it lies in the area of food waste. Consumers waste 40% of the food that they buy from the grocery store in, you know, either it just goes bad in the refrigerator or they cook too much and don't eat it. If we could reduce the food waste of beef by half, we could improve the sustainability of our product another 10%. So it's really tremendous. If we flip that back to the beef production side, you know, where are those greatest opportunities? What can our producers do? It's all about doing what we do best, improving efficiencies, improving innovations, continuing to produce more with less, and, you know, making sure our cows and our cattle are the most efficient, you know, biological entities that we have to produce food for the world.
So we've had this study that's been going on, looking at this information for a couple of years now. Do you see us just extending or continuing the project then?
Yeah, absolutely. So to get certification, we had to work with a very controlled data set. And so the data set that we worked with was at the largest research institution that we have here in the U.S., the Meat Animal Research Center, based in Clay Center, Nebraska. Now that we have the method certified, we're going to be expanding data collection into all different regions of the country. So the next place we're going, and we're currently collecting data now in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and we will eventually collect data from every single state, combine then into a national database, redo the whole project with more accurate and representative data, and then, you know, likely we'll then probably go on an every 5 to 6 year reevaluation of where we're at so that we continue to have this very proactive and progressive message for our consumers who this is top of mind.
Well, it is a wonderful project and very interesting results, which I look forward to sharing with the industry as well as others. Thank you very much, Kim Stackhouse, for visiting here at this Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.